Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Beitza Daf Yud Zayin. We're going to begin two lines from the top, Yud Zayin Omud Aleph, with the words Tana Rabbanan. Today we're learning Leilui Nishmas Martin K, Moshe Ben Yechiel. All the Neshamas we learn for should have an Aliyah. So we begin with the Braisa, Tana Rabbanan. The Braisa tells us an additional dinim about Shabbos and Yontif, since we've been talking about an Erev Tavshilin, what happens when these coincide on the same day. So the Braisa begins, Tana Rabbanan. Yom Tov Shechol Yos B'Shabbos. When Yontif comes out on Shabbos, Erev Tavshilin, we're talking about Yontif coming out on Erev Shabbos. Here we're talking about Yontif Shechol Yos B'Shabbos. Yontif and Shabbos coincide. So what do we do in the davening? So B'Shama Yomim, Mispalu Shmona. The Omer Shal Shabbos B'Fnei Atzma, V'Shal Yomtif B'Fnei Atzma. Normally, every Shmona Esrei has the first three brachos essentially inviolate, and the last three brachos essentially inviolate. Right now, we have the Aseres Mei Tshuva. We add a couple of insertions in those brachos, which is pretty unusual. But the basic three brachos are essentially the same, albeit we change HaKel HaKadosh to HaMelech HaKadosh during this period of time, but essentially the first three brachos are always the same. We start off with praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we end off the last three brachos of Shmoneh Esrei with Hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then in the middle, we have either Techinos, supplications during the weekdays, or we have the special acknowledgement of the Yom HaMa'ora, the special day, and that's what we have on Shabbos. They normally a seven brachos Shmoneh Esrei, the first three, the last three, inviolate, and then we have the special Mekadesh of Shabbos, the main Hama'ora, to that day. Now, what happens when Yontif and Shabbos come out together? So Beishami says you have to give a separate bracha to Shabbos and a separate bracha to Yontif. So there are eight brachos, the three at the beginning, three at the end, and then two in the middle. One shall Shabbos B'fnei Atzma by itself, and one shall Yontif B'fnei Atzma. Obviously, we don't passim like that. Instead, we passim like the opinion of Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel omrim mispalu sheva. We have a regular seven bracha Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos that is Yontif. And Beis Hillel says, Maschil b'shal Shabbos, you start off in the middle bracha mentioning Shabbos, u'masai b'shal Shabbos, and you end only with Mekadesh HaShabbos. That's also not like what we do, as we'll see in a moment. And you mention Yontif during the middle of this bracha, but you don't conclude the bracha this way. Rabbi Omer, this is how we paskin, afchosimba, that we end off this bracha also acknowledging Yontif. So Rabbi says, we end off the bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos, Yisrael, we say Yisrael, V'Hazmanim. So this is the way we conclude the middle bracha, mentioning both Shabbos and Yontif, and we conclude the bracha with the mention of both as well. This is how we paskin, this is the opinion of Rabbi. It's very interesting. Why don't we say Mekadesh HaShabbos, V'Chag Sukkos, Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos? Why don't we specify the specific Yontif? Instead we say V'Hazmanim. So there are many reasons that are given why Zmanim specifically is said over here, because it's the time of the year that is built into the calendar as a tremendous hashpa on what's going on around us. Even nowadays, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So the Zmanim is what the rabbis wanted to suggest, is the Iker over here, not specifically just Pesach, Sukkos, or Shavuos, but it's the Zman, this time. However, there's a very interesting idea that's brought down from the Torah Tmima. So the Torah Tmima says, Rebaruch Epstein, Zatzal, he was the son of the Aruch HaShulchan, the great Aruch HaShulchan. So the Torah Tmima says that Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim was like the editor putting in the machzor, add the zman. If it's Sukkot, say Chag HaSukkos. If it's Pesach, say Chag HaMatzos. If it's Shavuos, say Chag HaShavuos. So the zmanim was like an editor's note, but that got incorporated into the text. Again, most do not hold like this very interesting Torah Tmima. In any event, Tani Tana Kamei the Ravina. There was an Amora who was learning Braises in front of Ravina, and therefore he said that the conclusion of the bracha is not Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Yazmanim, but it's Mekadesh Yisrael. First he mentioned Yisrael, and then V'Yashabbos V'Yazmanim. Ravina did not like this, and that's not the way that we paskin. Amale, Ravina said to this Talmud who was learning the Braises in front of him, Otu Shabbos Yisrael Mekadesh Lei, V'Yashabbos Mekadesh V'Kaima. Jewish people aren't Mekadesh HaShabbos. The Beis Din is Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh, right? Masechta Rosh Hashanah, it tells us the Eidim come and they testify, and Beis Din says, Mekudesh, 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 and that day is now Rosh Chodesh, and that will determine, therefore, when the Yom Tovim are. If the rabbis want to make the month the Malay, they want to make the month Zochasa, they have the power to do so. So the rabbis establish when the Zmanim are. However, the rabbis don't Mekadesh Shabbos. Shabbos comes every seventh day from Maaseh Bereishis. That's it. Can't have an 8-day week, a 6-day week. We want to have an Uber Vach. We want to have an Uber week. No, it doesn't work like that. So the rabbis are not Mekadesh Shabbos. So Ravina told his Talmud, Atu Shabbos Yisrael Mekadesh Lei? Are the Jewish people being Mekadesh Shabbos? No, but Shabbos Mekadesh Mekadesh from the first Shabbos Bereishis. Every seventh day after that is Shabbos. And therefore, it's inappropriate to say Mekadesh Yisrael. It's implying that Yisrael is Mekudesh, and they are Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yazmanim. And therefore, the Gira says the way we had it the first place, like Rabbi had said, Eleimo Mekadesh HaShabbos, and then V'Yisrael V'Yazmanim. And that's what the Gemara says is how we paskin on Rabbi Yosef, halacha k'Rabbi, uchid toritz Ravina. The halacha is like we said with Rabbi, and with the understanding that Ravina had, not like this Amora, who learned these prices from the Ravina, had it incorrectly, but the Gira is, as we all are familiar with, Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Yazmanim. Gemara continues says Tanur Rabbanan Shabbos Shacholios b'Rosh Chodesh or b'Cholos Shemoyit. Now we have a similar question: when Rosh Chodesh or Cholamoyit comes out on Shabbos, how do we acknowledge the Rosh Chodesh and Cholamoyit in the Shemoneh Esrei? So the Brisa tells us Arvis v'Shachris u'Mincha by the regular tefillas of the day, not including Musaf. Mispalo Sheva, we make the seven brachos Shemoneh Esrei of Shabbos. Again, the first three inviolate, the last three inviolate, and then we have the middle bracha, which is the Yom. It tells us the Ein HaMa'ora. That's Shabbos. And the Tana Kama of this Brisa says, "Va'omer me'ein ha'ma'ora bi'avoda," and we say "yala bi'avo." We add something to the avoda. The avoda is the bracha of Ritzei. That is, we ask a Kosh Baruch to bring back the avoda, and we add "yala bi'avo" in the middle of that. The im lo amar, and if you didn't acknowledge the me'ein ha'ma'ora marzirin, you have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei because it's essential. The only time we don't do that, of course, is by Mariv of Rosh Chodesh, because technically Beis Din only was Mekadesh the Chodesh during the daytime, so technically it's not yet Rosh Chodesh at night. So therefore, if you forgot to say Yalav Yovel by Mariv, the night of Rosh Chodesh, or the Rosh Chodesh, so then in that situation, you don't repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. But by Chol HaMoed, you do repeat the Shemoneh Esrei because that already was Mekudash, and therefore, if you didn't mention Yalav Yovel, Chol HaMoed, on Mariv, you would go and repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, but not by Rosh Chodesh, by Mariv. It's interesting, when we have a two-day Rosh Chodesh, there's a big discussion in the poskim, should the second day Rosh Chodesh, maybe you should have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei by Mara, because already the day was Mekudesh from the day before. So we paskin, in fact, know that you don't repeat it by Mara of the second night as well. But the poskim bring down, since there's a good reason that you should have repeated the Shemoneh Esrei, they say you should try to be very, very, very careful not to make the mistake of leaving out Yalav Yovel on the second night of Rosh Chodesh by Mara. In any event, if you forgot to say it, the im lo amar machzirin oso, then you have to go back and repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Rebbe Elazar disagrees. Rebbe Elazar omer that we don't say Yalav Yovo in Ritzei, which is, of course, what we do, but Rebbe Elazar says you say it bo'odah. It's similar to, we say al hanisim for Chanukah and for Purim, we say that in the brach of bo'odah, which is ato shimcha ulcha ne'el yodos. And Rebbe Elazar says that that's where we say the Yalav Yovo as well, in the brach of bo'odah. Okay, Machlokas Tanakama Rebbe Elazar, we, of course, possibly hear like the Tanakama say Yalav Yovo in Ritzei. Then the Brisa continues and says, Ube Musafim, when you're davening Musaf, now here the Musaf is brought for Rosh Chodesh and or Chol HaMoed as well as Shabbos. So here, Maskel B'Shul Shabbos and Masayim B'Shul Shabbos. So like we said previously in the previous Brisa, that you start off with Shabbos and you end off with Shabbos, the Omer Kedusha Seyom Bemtze, and you just mentioned the Kedusha of the day, Me'ein HaMa'ora, you mentioned something about the Korbanos of Rosh Chodesh and or the Korbanos of the Chol HaMoed, but you don't mention it at the end of the bracha. Again, not the way that we paskin. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Yishmael, Ben Osher, Yochim, and Broka, these two great Tanoim, they say, Omrim, Kol Mokum Shehuzkach L'Sheva, Maskel B'Shul Shabbos, B'Saim B'Shul Shabbos, whenever you have a seven bracha Shemoneh Esrei, on Shabbos that is Rosh Chodesh, or it's Chol HaMoed, so you have the seven brachas of Shabbos, but you also have Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed, so these two great Tanaim, Rishmo Gamliel and Rishmo Ben Osher, Yochim and Broka, they say that you have to mention Shabbos in the middle of Bracha, at the beginning and at the end, but you also, Omer Kedusha Sayom Be'emtza, that you also say something about the Kedusha Sayom in the middle of the Bracha. In other words, you have to go and say something like a Yala V'Yavo, you have to mention something in the middle of this fourth Bracha. However, Amar Rav Huna says, no, we don't pass it like this. Ein halacha k'yosu azug. We don't paskin like this. Rashi explains that we don't paskin over here like these two great Tanoim. Ein halacha k'yosu azug. That's the girsa. Ela k'tanakama. We paskin over here like the Tanakama. What did the Tanakama say? Domer arvish shachos mincha b'spal sheva. We just mentioned the seven brachos for Shabbos without any mention of either Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed. And then we mention in Ritzei, we say Yalav Yovel. However, the halacha miu lav hilchasor kavasi, we don't paskin over here like this Tanakama, and that's why Tosa says, that's why we said over here en halacha kiosu zug, but we didn't say the halacha is like the Tanakama, because we don't fully paskin like the Tanakama, and if we said the halacha is like the Tanakama, then we would have mistakenly thought it's like the Tanakhama across the board. So here, it's Ein Halacha Gosa Zug, and it's partially like the Tanakhama. That's what Tosus adds over here. But Rashi points this out as well. He says, Behold the Kama, that which the Tanakhama says, Ubi Musav the Maschil, that we mentioned at the beginning, Shabbos, and at the end we say Shabbos, and we say something in the middle, Kedusha Sayom Bamsa, but that's not correct. Ha, Rashi points out, Hilchaso Ki Rebbe, here we again, passing like Rebbe, that says that we're Chosein, that not just with Shabbos, we're Chosein, Mekadish HaShabbos, the Israel, and here we would say Rosh Chodashim, or we'd say Vazmanim, depending on whether it was Rosh Chodesh, or whether it was Chol HaMoed. So therefore, that's why we point out it's not the halacha like this zug, like Rishon Galil and Rishon Benoshi Ryokhan Roka, but it's also, we didn't say the halacha is like the Tanakhama, because it's only partially like the Tanakhama, but it's also partially like Rebbe, and that's why we said it in this unusual way of Ein Halacha Ki Osu Azug. Now the Gemara continues to discuss, in Chutz Laaretz we have Yontif Sheni Shel Golius. So when Yontif comes out on a Thursday, slash Friday, it's a two-day yontif, so then we have Shabbos, and now it's going to give us additional questions that we have to discuss in terms of when do you make an Erev Tuchumim in this situation, if you want to extend your Tuchum on Shabbos in one direction, and when do you do an Erev Tavshilin in this situation as well. So I'm Rav Chiya Barashi, I'm a Rav. Rav Chiya Barashi said the name of Rav. When you want to go and make an Erev Tuchumim in this situation, Thursday, Friday, Yontif, and you forgot to make it on Erev Yontif. You should have made the Erev Tuchumim on Wednesday, but you forgot to. So, Meniach Odom Eruvei Tuchumim Miyontov L'Chaveiro Umasta. What you can do over here in this situation is make an Erev Tuchumim on Thursday and make the following Tanai. You say as follows. If today is in fact Yontif, so then what I'm doing right now is nothing, because you're not allowed to make an Erev Tuchumim on Yontif for Shabbos. So therefore, forget and ignore what I'm saying. And then, the next day, on Friday, you say, since yesterday was Yontif, and I didn't make an Erev Tuchumim yesterday, this Friday is now obviously Chol, because we know there's really only one day of Yontif. Sveka the Yom, we say there's 2 days, but really we know one of them is really Chol, so therefore you can use this tonight and say, on Thursday, if today is Yontif, then what I'm saying right now is nothing. And then on Friday, you say the same thing. If yesterday was Yontif, then right now I'm making an Erev Tuchumim for Shabbos. And as part of this Tanai, you say on Thursday, and if today is not Yontif, then this is my Erev Tuchumim for Shabbos. And then on Friday, you say, if yesterday was in fact Chol, so then today's Yontif, well, I'm saying today is nothing. So by making this Tanai on Thursday, and then you repeat it on Friday, you say each day, if today is Yontif, what I'm saying is nothing. And if it's not Yontif, then what I'm saying is real. And you do that on Thursday, you do that on Friday. So this is how Rav Chiya Barashi, in the name of Rav, says you can make an Erev Tuchumim. If you got to make an Erev Yontif on Thursday, Friday, in Chutz Laaretz, Yontif Sheni Shel Golius, this is how you can accomplish an Erev Tuchumim. Rava adds, Omar Rabbi says the same idea applies to a certain extent with an Erev Tavshilin. So if you forgot to make an Erev Tavshilin on Wednesday, Erev Yontif in Chutz Laaretz, so what do? Meniach Adam Erev Tavshilin b'Yontif l'Chaveiro u'Masda. You do this. Now he don't do it on Thursday and Friday. He just do it on Thursday. You say, if today is Yontif, then what I'm doing right now is nothing. And then tomorrow is Chol, and I'm allowed to cook on Friday Chol for Shabbos. And I don't need to say anything on Friday, because Friday is really Chol, because today, Thursday, is Yontif. So you just make this tonight on Thursday and say, if today is Yontif, then tomorrow I'm allowed to cook because it's Chol. And if today is not Yontif, tomorrow is really Yontif, so now we're making an Erev Tavshilin. And that's all you have to do. In this situation, Rava tells us you only have to do this tonight on Thursday. You actually have to say nothing on Friday. And this works as well for an Erev Tavshilin. So we had Rav Chiya Barashi on the Rav saying that you need to do this for an Erev Tuchumim, but here you have to make the Tanai on Thursday, and then you have to repeat it again on Friday, as we said. And Rav says, if you forgot to make the Erev Tavshilin, all you have to do is on Thursday, and Mimanashach, you don't have to do anything on Friday. Now, Gemara says, as an aside, Man Yomer Erev Tuchumim, the first opinion of Chiya Barashi Omar Rav that said you're allowed to do this for an Erev Tuchumim, certainly, Kol Shekein, Erev Tavshilin. They would agree with Rav that you can do that for the Erev Tavshilin as well. However, Rava, Uman the Omer Erev Tavshilin, Rava said you can do this for an Erev Tavshilin. Erev Tavshilin is special. You need to be able to cook for Shabbos. That's really essential. No Tuchumim, you can manage without it. And therefore, he says, I will Eruve Tuchumim Lo. Rava would not allow you to make this Tanai for an Erev Tuchumim. He only gave you a special dispensation to do it for an Erev Tavshilin. How come my timer, as I just said? The reason he allows you to do it for Erev Tavshilin, but not for an Erev Tuchumim, is because the Mikne Shvisa B'Shabbos Lo. Now, Shabbos here is an interesting language. Rashi says it doesn't mean Shabbos. It means Yontif. Lav Dafka Shabbos. It doesn't mean Shabbos. No, Kat. Elo Yontif Kari Shabbos. Yontif is also known as Shabbos. Mimorcha says Shabbos, Tizru Chamishim Yom. So that means the day after the first day of Pesach, that's when you start counting the Omer, which is, of course, what we do. The Tzdukim totally misunderstood this, and they said Miruachas HaShabbos means that the day after Shabbos is when you count the Omer. So they said that the Omer always starts on a Sunday, which is, of course, sheker and incorrect. In any event, the Gemara calls this Shviso B'Shabbosah, talking about Yontif, and it says, the Lemikne Shviso B'Shabbosah, lo. You're not allowed to be kona your Shvus, you're not allowed to be kona your place of staying. In other words, your tchum, your focal point, you're not allowed to be kona that on Yontif for Shabbos. And therefore, that's why Rava would say, in Erev Tavshilin, yes, because as Rashi says, it would be a lack of a coverage for Shabbos if we didn't let you cook on Yontif for Shabbos. So therefore, through the Erev Tavshilin, we allow you to go do this. But you're not kona your tchum, big deal. So you won't be kona your tchum. You can have a perfectly wonderful, good Shabbos without the tchum. So therefore, Rava is stricter. He doesn't allow you to do this for an Erev Tchumim, albeit he allows it tonight for an Erev Tavshilin. As opposed to Rechia Barashi, Omer Rav, he said you can do it for both. Next price, Tana Rabbanon, ain't ofi mi yontif l'chaveru. You're not allowed to go bake on one day of yontif for the next day of yontif. In the Chutz Laretz, you have a 2-day yontif, so Thursday, you can't go bake for Friday. Be'emes Amru, now Be'emes Amru is a loshon that we say it means either halochla moshe b'sinai, or this was niskabel, this was accepted through the Mesorah as being the halochla maisa. So Be'emes Amru, mimalo isho kol hakidero basar. A woman is allowed to go fill up her pot when she's cooking on Yontif. So let's say she's cooking on Thursday. She doesn't have to be mitzamtzim and say, well, we have three people over here for Yontif, so each one will get, you know, a certain amount of meat, and I can't put any more meat in the pot. No, she's allowed to fill up the pot, even though there'll be, you know, three or four meals worth in that pot. Once you're cooking, so it's one action, you're allowed to cook as much as you want. This is called ribui shiurim. You're allowed to go be marbe shiurim on Yontif. So you can fill up the pot as much as you want, even though there's no need for it for that Yontif as well. But since it's one act of cooking, memalo isha kol hakedera basa, you can fill up the pot as much as you want. Even though afapi shena tzricha el chatich akas, she's there with her husband. It's just the two of them, and they can get by with a half of a chicken. No, they can make three chickens in the same pot. Likewise, mamale nachtum chovish lamayim, a baker is allowed to go and fill up an entire bucket of water. He needs the water to go and bake with. So afabish ain't no tzarech el kitum echad, even though he only needs one jug, but he can fill up a whole barrel of water because it's one action to heat up the water. Avo leefos ain't no ofel amasha tzarech lo. But this brisa, the Tanakhama says, to bake, you're only allowed to bake what you need. You can go fill up the meat in the pot, you can go fill up the water, but the actual baking, you can only put in, you need three challah rolls, so you're only allowed to put in three challah rolls in the oven, you can't put in four, five, or six. That's the Tanakhama's opinion. We do not paskin like that. In fact, we paskin like Rishimun Lazar. Rishimun Lazar Omer, Memalo Isha Kolatanar Pas. The woman is allowed to go fill up the entire oven with bread, even though she doesn't need it. Because b'mnei shapas nefes yofe bisman shatanu mole, the oven will cook better. Rashi explains that there's less airspace in there; it holds the heat in better, and it will cook more evenly. So therefore, if you put they used to put their doughs up against the wall of the oven, and therefore it would be better if there was a lot of doughs in the oven. It would compress the free space, and the heat would be distributed better. So therefore, even though the woman only needs three rolls, she can put in 10 rolls, 20 rolls to fill up the entire oven, even though this would be excessive cooking, but since it's going to make those rolls that you're eating on Yontif better, so this is allowed, again, the principle of marbe bishiurin. And we pass like this, Amar Rava, Halacha, Kiri Bishimon, Ben Elazar, Gemara says we pass like this, and in fact, Shulchan Aruch says we pass like this as well. They ask the following Shaila in the base Medrash, Yibolu, they ask in the base Medrash, Mishalo, Hiniach, Eruvi Tavshilin, Hu Nesar, Bekim Hu Nesar, Odilma Hu Nesar, the Ein Kim Hu Nesar. So this person didn't make an Erev Tavshilin, so he's not allowed to cook on Yontif for Shabbos. Okay, what about his property that he owns? He has flour. Can his next door neighbor come in and cook for him? His next door neighbor made an Erev Tavshilin. Now, the next door neighbor is allowed to cook for himself, but he doesn't need it. He already finished cooking. Can he come into your house and go and bake with your stuff for you? So you have flour. Is your flour Asur, because you didn't make an Erev Tavshilin? Or is it, no, cooking for you is Asur, but your flour is perfectly mutter. Hu Nesar, however, Ve'en Kimchu Nesar. That's the Gemara's question. So Gemara asks, L'may Navkamina, what's the Halacha L'maisa ramification of this? Is there a Navkamina between whether you say that the flour is mutter, the flour is Asur? Gemara says, yeah, obviously. Because if the flour is Asur, so then, L'aknuye Kimchu L'yacherim, then if he gives the flour away to somebody else, and now it's not his flour anymore, and therefore the person who made an Erev Tavshilin is now kona this flour, that person is allowed to cook with it. So that would be an afkamina. La'knuye kimcho li'acherim. If you're saying that his flour is also awesome, not only the person that didn't make the Erev Tashlim, but his flour is awesome, so then the next one, neighbor can't cook with your flour. He'd only be able to cook for you if you're makne the flour to him. If you make it your next door neighbor's flour. Now the next door neighbor's allowed to cook, so he's allowed to cook anything he wants. The arm is who nesav yain kim chonesa. But if you say no, this person, he's cancer, we punish him. He didn't make an erev tashilim, so he can't cook. But his flour is not osir, and therefore the next door neighbor lo tzorich laknuya kim choli acher. You wouldn't have to go and be makhli to your next door neighbor. He could come into your house and just cook with your flour. My Gemara says, what is the halacha? That's the question they ask in the base hamedrash. Is the flour your flour and it's osir, or is the flour your flour but it's not osir, only your osir? So we're going to bring several braises trying to prove this point. We're never going to end up proving this point one way or the other. Toshma, Gemara says, Mishaloi niach erev tavshilin. The braise says, if you didn't leave an erev tavshilin, so we can't see you. Harei de lo yofe, ve lo yavashe, ve lo yatmin. You're not allowed to go bake, you're not allowed to go cook, you're not allowed to go insulate. Lo lechev. You can't do it for yourself, and you can't even do it for your next door neighbor. Now, your next door neighbor made an erev tavshilin. You might have thought, well, since he's allowed to cook, I can cook for him as well. So the answer is no, you can't do that. And the braise says, lo acherim ofenu vashalo. The next neighbor who made the Erev Tashilin can't come into your house and bake and cook for you. Now, what should the guy do? Ketzu liyaseh. He has no food for Shabbos. So, makne kimcho liyacherim, he should go and give over the ownership of his kamach, his flour, to his next door neighbor and say, you now own my flour. And then the next door neighbor of Ofen Lo Mevashlo, the next door neighbor is allowed to bake and cook, so he can then bake and cook with his flour and other stuff that you were makne to him. And even though he's giving it to you, since he's allowed to cook, and this kemach, this flour, is not usher anymore because it's owned by the neighbor who's allowed to cook, so that's the way to make for the person who forgot to make an Erev Tashilin, that's the way to make for him food for Shabbos. No, what do you see from here? Shema mino, hu nesa v'kim chonesa. You clearly see from this braisa that the person's flour is usher. He has to be makne to his next door neighbor. Oh, asked and answered. Shema mino, this is a good raya. So we did answer this question. I'm sorry. I meant this next question. We're not going to answer this next question. Avar the awful my. What happens? This person didn't listen to the first part of the shir today, and now he comes right out of the shir, and he didn't make an erev tashilin, and he goes and makes an erev tashilin. He didn't know about this idea of being makne your kemach to your friend. So this person went and baked without making an erev tashilin. Is this food mutter? Is this food osur? Avar the offer my. What is the halacha if a person cooked on Yom Tov for Shabbos without making an Erev Tashilin? Is it permissible or not permissible? So here we're going to bring many rayas, and we're not going to come to a conclusion. This is going to be Yiboya de Lo Shitle. This is going to be a question that we don't come to the answer. Toshma, we learned in the following braisa, Mishaloi niach Erev Tashilin. The braisa says if a person forgot to make an Erev Tashilin, what should he do? Ketzer Wosa, the braisa that we just brought down. Makne kimcho liachayim. He has to go and give over his flour to his next door neighbor who made it Erev Tashilin, and then the next door neighbor now owns the flour of Achim Ofelom Vashlo. Then the next door neighbor is allowed to go cook for him. Now, what do you clearly see it says? You're not allowed to go and give the example of Avar the offer. It says you must do this takana of being makne the kemach to your friend. What do you clearly see? We turn to your Zion with base. The Yisa, if we were correct, the Avar the offer, that it's good. Listen, Avar the offer mutter. It should have said that as well. But it didn't give us that Eitzah. It only gave us the Eitzah of being makne to your friend. So let's learn from this Braisa that Avar v'Ofer is no good. Gemara says it's obviously wrong, as many of you probably were thinking. Doesn't make sense. Amar Rav Bar Masna. Rav Bar Masna says, the Tana is not telling us something that's osur. The Tana is telling us something that's mutter. The Tana is saying, you forgot to go and make an Erev Tashilin, so here's the halachically acceptable answer. Go and be makne your flour to your friend, and then he can bake it for you. It doesn't want to tell us a not halachically acceptable answer to go and bake. So therefore, Tana, Takanta de Terek Tani, Takanta de Isur Lo Tani. The Braisa is not mentioning what happens all of our V'Ofa. It's not telling us, okay, bid the Evid, if you did this, it's good or it's not good. It's not discussing that. The Braisa is only discussing halachically acceptable tikkunim, which is to be makna your flour to your friend. It doesn't therefore address what happens all of our V'Ofa. So you can't bring me a riot from this Braisa. Try again. Toshma, we learn from the following Braisa. What happens if a person, Mishaniach Eruv Tavshilin, a person left an Erev Tavshilin, he made an Erev Tavshilin, so then that allows him. This is the basic thing. The Abayis is telling us an Erev Tavshilin. I raise a Ophel, Mavash, Lamatman. He made an Erev Tavshilin, he's not allowed to bake, he's allowed to go and cook, and he's allowed to go and insulate. And if he wants, by the way, if he brought Selecho, let's say Ruvo, or Shuzuyodo, if he wishes to eat the Erev Tavshilin, after he's done all of his baking, cooking, and insulating, he's allowed to do so. The Tzlach asks the obvious question. Why do you need the Gemara to tell me that? What's the Hava meaning to think that you wouldn't be allowed to do that? So, the Ben Yehuda gives a beautiful teretz. The Ben Yehuda says, you might have thought that the rabbis might have made a gezer over here. We don't let you go eat the Erev Tevshilin because you may come to eat it, and then you still want to cook more. And you think, well, I was allowed to cook when I had the Erev Tevshilin in the stomach, I can still cook even if I don't have the Erev Tevshilin anymore. So you might have thought the rabbis make such a gezer. That's what the Brisa comes to tell us. If you want to, acholo, then you're allowed to go and eat it. You can go and eat it. Then the Brisa continues, but if you ate it before you finished your baking or before you finished your insulating, so then, then it's too late. You can't go bake anymore, cook anymore, or insulate anymore. Not not yourself, nor for other people. And likewise, the other people can't do it for you too. But you are allowed to go and cook for Yontif yourself. That you're allowed to do. The Erev Tevshilin is not needed for you to cook for Yontif on Yontif. However, this way, in Mevashul Yontif, in Hosir L'Shabbos, if you have extra, you're allowed to then use it on Shabbos. That's not awesome. But you can't be a trick. You can't be joking. Mevashul Yarim, you're not allowed to make a trick over here and say, oh yeah, this is for Yontif. You're cooking 5 o'clock in the afternoon on Yontif. You're cooking up a storm. And even if you ate the rest of Yontif, you'd never be able to finish it off. So that's a harama. That's not allowed. In harim osir. If in fact you do harama, it's no good. Now, we're trying to bring a proof over here that you see, im avar v'ofer, it's no good. This brisa seems to suggest that im avar v'ofer, it's no good. Right? Because in harim is osir, so certainly im avar v'ofer, it should be no good. So Gemara says, no, it's actually worse. Harama is worse. Amar ravashi, harama ka'amris, shiny harama. The achmiru barabonim tfeimim ezit. You might have thought that it's worse to do it b'mezid. No, b'mezid is not going to lead to a takola. If a person does something b'mezid, nobody's going to say, oh, well, he did it, so I can do it also. They're going to say, no, this guy's a rasha. And even the person himself, he's going to hopefully have charata, and he's going to do tshuva, and he's going to say, I made a mistake. But when you do harama, if a person does a trick and he rationalizes and says, this is really okay, that's going to lead other people to do the same trick. That's going to lead him to continue doing the same trick. So this brisa that tells us that harama is no good, but lav davka would it say that im avar v'ofer, that it would be aser. So you can't bring a riot to this brisa to answer our question. Alternatively, you could answer up this in another way by saying that this opinion that we brought down over here is saying im avar v'ofer, it's no good, because im harim it's aser, so certainly im avar did it b'mezid v'ofer, it would be no good, but this is not l'kuli alma. This is only Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Ha'amani, who's the author of this brisa, Chananyahi. This is the strict opinion of Chananya, Valiba the Beishamai. It goes according to the opinion of Beishamai, which is not how we paskin, so you can't bring a saraya to this brisa. What is the halacha of our v'ofer? Is it mutter or is it osir? Because this brisa is a very restricted chumra opinion. The Tanya. Chananya Omer, Chananya tells us that the opinion of Beishamai is as follows. Beishamai Omrim, ain't ofen elon kain, Erev b'pas. You're not allowed to do baking on Yom Tov Shabbos unless you made an Erev Tarshilin with pas. Likewise, Vein Mavashlin, you're not allowed to cook Elam Kain Erev b'tavshil unless you went and made a Tavshil Erev Tarshilin. Likewise, Vein Tomnim, you're not allowed to do insulation Elam Kain Hayucham and Tmunim Erev Yom Tov unless you did an Erev Tarshilin essentially for Hatmona. That's the opinion of Chananya according to Beis Shammai. And he says, Beis Hillel disagrees. They're more makel. Beis Hillel omrim, ma'ariv b'tavshil echod, v'osu b'kot tzorcho. No, you just have to make one tavshil. The Icarus tavshil. Our minhag is to actually do afia and tavshil. But technically, if you lost the afia, if you lost your erev tavshil and the baked goods, so as long as you have your egg, for example, your hard-boiled egg, so then you're allowed to bake as well. Our minhag is to go and make one afia and one tavshil, but the aloch lemaisa they still omim ariv the tavshil echad also called charcho. You can bake, you can insulate, you can do all sorts of other activities just by having the tavshil echad. So therefore, that's Beis Hillel's opinion. But this brisa that we just brought down, which seems to suggest in harim also, so certainly im avar the offer would be also, is only going according to Chananya, according to Beis Shammai, and therefore it's not aloch lemaisa, and we can't bring a raya. What is the din avar the offer mutter or aser? Try again. We learn in a Mishnah in Trumos, Tanan, it says over there, Hama'asa pirosa b'shabbos, if a person takes off Trumos and Ma'asa on Shabbos, which you're not allowed to do midrabbanon, so then, if you do it b'shogeg, you forgot it Shabbos, you didn't realize that you're not allowed to take off Trumos and Ma'asa, so then b'shogeg yochal. The rabbis did not make a knas in a person doing this b'shogeg. It's only d'rabbanon. The person wasn't intending to be over this d'rabbanon. He just didn't know about it in some way, shape, or form. And therefore, the rabbis would not gozer a knas on him to say that now you can't eat these peros that are musaros on Shabbos. But now, here in this mission, it says, b'mezid, if you did this intentionally, then the rabbi said, lo yochal. Oh, so this is the same thing. Im avar v'ofer, it must be Lo yochal. You're not allowed to eat it. Just like you can't eat the trumas of Isis if you did b'mezid, so too. If Ma'av Rabbi Yoffa b'mezid, you can't eat it. That must be the answer to the question. Gemara says, no. Our Mishnah here in Ma'isos, lo tzricha, the isle per yachrini. You know why it says b'mezid, you're not allowed to eat it? Because you have other fruit. So you're not needing to eat this fruit, and therefore it's not going to stare your onyx Shabbos, and therefore, in this situation, the rabbi said, don't eat the fruit. But, taka, if it would stare your Shabbos, if you have no Erev Tavshilin, and you have nothing else to eat, so maybe, even b'mezid, they would say, imav aviyofa, because technically, midaraisa it's mutter, so they didn't institute their rabbinical decree not to eat it, b'dieved, b'mezid. So therefore, you can't bring a saraya from this Mishnah in Trumos. Try again, we have another Mishnah, also from Trumos, it's also going to be found in Gittin. So this Mishnah says, Amat b'kelim b'shabbos. You're not allowed to be tovi b'kelim. It's masakin money. So mid the rabbanon. The rabbi said you're not allowed to go and do this. So if a person went and was tovi b'kelim b'shabbos, so again it depends. If he did it b'shogeg, so the rabbis will not go to it. The person did it accidentally. He's not really going against the chachamim. He didn't realize he was doing something wrong. So yishtamish ben. After you were tovi them, the rabbis let you use it. However, b'mezid lo yishtamish ben. The rabbi said if you did it b'mezid, you're not allowed to go use those kelim. So again, this should be the answer to the question. Im avar the offer, it should be aser. Just like by the kelim, it's aser b'mezid, so too. By the erev tavshilin, if you went and baked, you're not allowed to go. You went and cooked, you're not allowed to go and eat it on Shabbos. Where it says again, lo tzricha. This mishnah over here is the isle moni achrini. It's talking about where you have other utensils. So therefore, it's nishkevelich. It's not going to stare your own Shabbos. So therefore, the rabbi said, no, b'mezid, we're not let you use a kelim. It's not going to ruin your own Shabbos. You have to work a little harder to get some other kelim, but you have other kelim. So that's the first answer, that you have other kelim. Or inami, afshubishela, you could borrow other kelim. And therefore, you're not going to be out. But that doesn't necessarily mean that by Erev Tavshilim, when you would be out, you're not going to have any food for Shabbos, that the rabbis would still say, im avar v'ofa, it would be osur. Maybe, by Erev Tavshilim, we have no choice, im avar v'ofa, then they would say it's mutter. So you can't bring us a ride from here. We'll try one more time. Toshma, we bring a Mishnah that's found in many other places, including Baba Kama, Chulin, Gittin, Trumos, Shabbos, and Ksubos. And it says in this Mishnah, Hamavashel b'Shabbos, if somebody cooked on Shabbos. So again, he didn't realize it was Shabbos, so he didn't know you're not allowed to cook, so b'shogeg yochad, the rabbis did not make a knas in this situation. However, b'mezid lo yochad, but here, b'mezid, you're not allowed to go and eat. Now here, this is talking about cooking and food. So therefore, if b'mezid on Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat, so certainly, ovar v'ofar, you should also not be allowed to eat. Let's bring this as a raya. And again, the Gemara says, lav dafka, because isur de Shabbos, you're dealing here with an isur Shabbos, that's a daraisa, shiny. Maybe the rabbi said here, b'mezid, we're not going to let you eat, because bottom line is, you were over an isur daraisa. But in regards to Erev Tavshilin, where if you did ovar v'ofar, you're only over the rabbanan, it's not an isur daraisa, and maybe there the rabbis weren't so machmir, and maybe they said, imav aviyof, okay, for onik Shabbos, we'll let you go and eat. So maybe the other din is, mutter, you can't bring me a raya from here that it's usr. This was 5 times we attempted to go and bring a raya. Each time we rejected it, it's an iboy the lovshitale, and the Gemara doesn't come to a conclusion. Our original question, of aviyof, mutter or usr, remains unanswered. Now we go back and quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Beisham yomim shnei tavshilin, and the soul said, you only need one tavshil. So that's the girsa that we have in our Gemara. However, the Gemara now tells us, Mas Nisan, our Mishnah, the Loki Aitana, is not in accord with the following Tanoic statement, the Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. On Rishimon Loza says, Modim, Beishamai, Ubeis Hillel, Beishamai and Beis Hillel both agree, Al Shnei Tavshilin Shatzar, that you need two Tavshilin. Not like our Mishnah, which says that's the machlokis. No. According to Rav Shimon HaLazar, even Beis Hillel says you need to have two tavshilin. The only thing they're arguing about, Alma Nechliku, we know there was a machlokis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, is what is considered two tavshilin. They're arguing here, Al Dag Ubei Tashyolav. Whereas in our Mishnah, we said everybody agrees that that's considered two tavshilin. In this Braisa, Rav Shimon HaLazar says no. Beis Shammai Omrim, that's Shnei Tavshilin. Beis Hillel Omrim, no, that's Tashil Echad. And therefore, that's what they're arguing about. In addition, Vishavin, the Braisa continues and says that both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree, Shem Pirper Beitza, Pirper, Rashi tells us, is a hard-boiled egg. It's Bishul of the egg, Mishuvelis, a Beitza Mishuvelis, Vinasa Lesocho, and you put it inside, and Vinasa Lesoch Hadag, and you place the hard-boiled egg inside the fish, so then that definitely, everybody agrees, is two dishes, as opposed to in this machlokas, according to this braisa, when the egg is on top of the fish, it's like cooked on top of the fish, that, Beis Shammai says, is only one tavshil, and Beis Hillel says it's two tavshils. Not like our Mishnah. Alternatively, the Brayta says, Osherisek kaflutos, if you went and cut up kaflutos, kaflutos is karsi, it's leak, v'nosan l'soch hadag, and you put that inside the dag, that everybody also agrees, shein shnei tavshilin, that's two tavshilin. So this Brayta clearly is not like our Mishnah. How do we paskin? Omar Rava, Hilchasok Kitana Didan, Rava says we paskin like our Mishnah, the Tana of our Mishnah, which says that Beisil says that you only need one tavshil, not two, Balibet Beisil, like the opinion of Beis Hillel. Finally, we quote the Gemara that says, Achalo o Sha'avad, Hereze lo Yavashal lo v'chule. We said, if the Erev Tavshilin was eaten up and you hadn't yet cooked and baked using it, or it was lost, so then we said that you're no longer able to cook or bake based upon that Erev Tavshilin that you had, you need to have it right now. Amar Baya, Baya says, Naktina, we have the following Mesorah, we have a Kabbalah, Hisklo bisaso, but if you had already started with the dough, and then the dog came and ate up the Erev Tavshilin, or then your kid ate it up, so then, since you already started on that dough, the Nechal Eruvo, if your Erev got eaten up, once you already started that item, Gomer, Abai says you're allowed to go and finish it. That's not called the Avad or Acholo Lo Yavashel. No, you already started the Bishul process, the Afiyah process, so anything that you actually started, if at that point you had an Erev Tavshilin, and only in the middle of it that you lost the Erev Tavshilin, you're allowed to go and finish it. That's what Abai says. Next Mishnah. Chol Yosach HaShabbos. Now we're talking about if Yom Tov comes out on Sunday, after Shabbos. So what's the halach in the following situation? B'Shama Yomrim, Matbilin Es HaKol B'Fnei HaShabbos. B'Shama says, if you want to be tovel something, you must be tovel it before Shabbos. You can't be tovel it on Shabbos. As Rashi says, Kol HaTzorich Tefillah Bein Adam and Kelim, a person or utensils. You must be tovel them before Shabbos. You can't be tovel on Shabbos. That's again Masakin money. You're not allowed to do that. So the opinion of Beis Shammai is Matbilin Es HaKol B'Fnei HaShabbos. You have to be tovel everything before Shabbos. But Beis Hillel disagrees. Beis Hillel Omer, and Beis Hillel says, in this situation, Kelim Lifnei Shabbos, the Kelim you should do before Shabbos. We agree with you, Beis Shammai, with that. However, V'odam B'Shabbos, the person is allowed to go and immerse himself on Shabbos. That's not a problem. Rashi explains, why the Kelim should you do before Shabbos? Because the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah tells us, Chayev Odam Latar Atzmo B'Regel. A person should be holy for the Regel. And it says, V'niv L'Som Lo Sigo. U'mokim Lo B'Regel. This is talking about specifically on Yontif. Therefore, Hilkach Yakbil me Erev Shabbos should be tovel everything the Erev Shabbos because the also lahakbil be Shabbos yontif because you're not allowed to be tovel kelim on Shabbos yontif. However, a person, according to Beis Hillel, the revusa here is even on Shabbos and certainly on yontif you could go and be tovel. Dafilu be Shabbos sharu be adam, and the Gemara is going to explain what's the difference between the kelim and a person. Mishnah continues. Both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai agree. Vishavim shemeshikin es hamayim b'chli even litaran. There is something called hashaka. That's when you extend water that is tummy into a mikveh, so the water is, so to say, now part of the mikveh, and the water becomes tar. It only applies to water, it doesn't apply to other liquids, and it certainly doesn't apply to ochlin, to foods. You can't make something that is tummy tahar, that's a food item, and even liquids you can't except water, doing this process of ashaka. So if you connect the water in your stone utensil, specifically a stone utensil, doesn't become tummy, so the shavin shuashikin isamayin b'chli evin l'taran. So you can go and do this hashoka process, and this isn't considered tefillah. Rashi says the lo b'torah is tefillah. This doesn't work by tefillah. Ela b'torah zriya. This works through, so to say, planting. This hashoka changes it around, like the Gemara in Pesachim tells us in Perek Kol Shah. The Mishnah continues and says, "Avalo mabilim yinala b'tovel a kli that is tameh with tameh water there, and then say that now the water is tahar through this hashoka process that was really tefillah. So tefillah you're not allowed to do. Avalo mabilim." And then the Mishnah concludes, says Matbilin Migav Legav. You are allowed to go and put in a utensil for one purpose, for another purpose. Rashi tells us the Gemara will explain exactly what we're talking about here, and he says that we're dealing here with Yontif. And likewise, Michabur Lechabura, and the Gemara will explain exactly what this means from one group to another group. The Gemara starts off and says, Dekuli Alma Mias Kli B'Shabbos Lo Mai Taima. So we had explained that both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai said a kli you can't do on Shabbos, you have to do that Erev Shabbos. And Beis Hillel said a person can do it on Shabbos, but even Beis Hillel is moda, and certainly Beis Shammai says that you can't do a kli on Shabbos. Why not? My timer. So I'm a rabbi. Rabbi says gezeira. The rabbis instituted a gezeira. We return to Yudches Amud Aleph. Shemo yitlenu biyodug. You may come to go and carry it. Be'abirenu arba amos b'shus harabim. This is a famous gezeira. You may come to carry something in b'shus harabim. Therefore, the rabbi said, don't do this. Now, this is a good break point over here. We'll have a whole discussion about this concept of Shem Yitlenu Biyod that we have written with Arba Amos Rishus HaRabim in tomorrow's shir. With this, we conclude today's shir.